Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Do you take God's Word for granted? It is about time for all of us to invest more time in the Bible every day, including this hour during this call to worship. Thank you, Father, for this time. that you've blessed us with, and for your word that guides us into all truth. The ultimate book of instructions for this life is at our fingertips. We want to be in your word, Lord, to fill our minds with its knowledge and grow in wisdom for our lives, and that will better serve those around us. As you know full well, Lord, our lives are complex, at least from our perspective, and busy. Forgive us for letting the important things around us keep us from the vital need for time alone with you in your word. Lord, as we meditate on your scriptures, may your Holy Spirit make it come alive in our hearts and our minds. Thank you, Lord, for these next few moments that you've blessed us with, that as we invest our time together, may your words continue to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you for joining Call to Worship today for a time in God's Word.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what Thou art. I am finding out the greatness of Thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon Thee, and Thy beauty fills my soul.
Trusting Thee, Lord Jesus. Jesus, I behold thee as thou art, and thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart. Satisfies its deepest longings, meet supplies its every need, compasseth me round with blessings, thine is love indeed. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart, of thy loving heart.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at the same time. I invite you to make this a habit and to invite your friends to listen as well. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Another valuable part of our ministry is the website. At calltoworship.us, you can listen to past programs of your choice at your convenience, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This can be especially helpful to those of you who may not be able to find us on a local station, or would like to listen to a program a second time, or would like to hear different topics. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate the ministry of Call to Worship, then we need to hear from you today. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Thanks again for joining us for today's Call to Worship.
It's elementary, there must be something wrong, and I'm starting to realize this can't go on.
Wanna be a doer,
doer of your word. Never, ever forget the truth that I have learned. Be a doer, doer of your word. Doer of your word. Keep on obeying everything I've heard. Be a doer, doer of your word. It's not the first time it's happened, won't be the last. I think I'm finally mature, but just a little too fast. I close my Bible, convinced I'm really changed, but I'm not any different till I obey. I wanna be a doer of your word. Never, ever forget the truth that I have learned. Be a doer of your word. I wanna be a doer of your word.
This is your call to worship.
will lead me to the other side.
His promises
light my way. Never lead my feet to stray. Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one. He would lead me to the other side.
His promises
light my way. Never leave my feet to stray. Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one. Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one.
His promises
light my way. Never leave my feet to stray. Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one.
He promised to
hold my hand.
He promised to
help me stand. When the valley's too low and the river's too wide, He promised He would lead me to the other side.
His promises
light my way.
Never leave my feet to stray.
Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one.
Living in His word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises
one by one.
Shall prevail, standing on the promises.
God's promises. The Scripture is vital to our life. The Word of God is living and powerful. We need to stay in the Bible, meditate on it day and night. If I knew my body was dying and I only had time enough to give my family and friends just one important word of instruction, it would be to fill your mind and your heart with God's Word. Let's listen to Scripture as it describes its place in our lives. Beginning in the beginning, in John chapter 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Romans chapter 7, I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, says the Apostle Paul. Jeremiah 15, your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Song of Solomon chapter 2, I sat down in his shade with his great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Job, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Psalmist David, filled with God's word. Look at chapter 40. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. John chapter 4, my food, says Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Psalm 19, the statute of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening my eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. James chapter 1, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's just like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Hebrews 4, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. From Psalm 119, a chapter filled with references to God's word. We'll jump around here in Psalm 119, beginning with verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Later, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. quicken thou me according to thy word? My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, When wilt thou comfort me? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Then later in Psalm 119, beginning, taken up in verse 97, Oh, how I love your instructions! I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I'm always thinking of your laws. I am even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments. I haven't turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. How sweet your words taste to me! They are sweeter than honey. Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I've promised it once, and I'll promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations. From 2 Timothy chapter 2, Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Later in chapter 3, You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Folks, now that we have seen and heard the word of the Lord and looked into the mirror of Scripture, God help us to adjust our lives to match your will for us and not to be a fool who sees himself, recognizes needed changes, but ignores it and goes his way, missing out on God's best. Heavenly Father, help us to understand our need to be in your word and to be obedient.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon thee, for by thy transforming power thou hast made me whole. Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding trusting thee, Lord Jesus, I behold thee as thou art, and
thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart. Satisfies its deepest longings, meets, supplies its every need. Compasseth me round with blessings, thine is love indeed. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding now the greatness of thy love in
call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, reminding us that our spiritual health is largely determined by a regular diet consisting of large portions of God's Word. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. It is important that we hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address, once again, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you've heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now from Psalm 119, "How sweet your words taste to me! They are sweeter than honey. Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path."
Truth you